What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, questions are being raised about the very obvious conflicts that Rosenstein has. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and he's out there trying to sound confident and he can do his job, but a lot of people aren't really sure. And they're saying that his conflicts actually undermine the legitimacy of Robert Mueller's investigation. Well, there's a lot of reasons to consider Mueller's investigation illegitimate. For one thing, it was formed without a prior Department of Justice investigation, which is required by the special counsel law. And as we mentioned before, Rosenstein just gave Mueller a fishing license. Go anywhere, look at anything, just find us something. That, I think, calls it into question. And, of course, Rosenstein's connections with the Democrats, he's not fair, he's not impartial. Now, as you know, we're coming up here on the trial for Paul Manafort. And apparently, Paul Manafort's lawyers want to know where the jurors get their news. They're starting to go through the jury selection process, how they vote, what they know about Manafort, who's facing charges of bank fraud and filing false tax returns. And these questions have been submitted to U.S. District Judge T.S. Ellis III on Monday in advance of Manafort's Alexandria federal court trial set to start July 25th. Now, he's accused of concealing income from years of work done to benefit now former Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych. And barring a plea deal, it will be the first of special counsel Robert Mueller's cases to go the distance. So what does this have to do with collusion between Donald Trump and Russia? Absolutely nothing. And that's why the Mueller investigation is obviously a political hatchet job. They're just chopping away at Trump's associates here. Okay, let's talk about the war zones. There's plenty of them. There's a lot going on. Over in Syria, the Syrian government is once again reiterating the United States must withdraw from Syria. They have no reason to be there. ISIS and Al-Qaeda are all but gone. And they're basically saying the U.S. came on in. They were deployed to Syria amid the expectation of the possible partition of the country. But they're saying that is now past and there is no longer any need for the United States to keep the forces in the region. Now, the kicker on this is that apparently Bashar al-Assad has reached an agreement with the Kurds. And this effectively is the last possible excuse for the U.S. to stay there. Oh, we've got to protect the Kurds from Syria. Nope. Syria and the Kurds are making friends. And apparently the YPG and the Syrian Arab Army have already reached a preliminary agreement in the al-Hasaka region that is set to lead to increased Syrian Arab Army influence in areas under YPG control. They're starting to work together. The Kurds have agreed to allow the Syrian Arab Army to reopen recruitment offices throughout the region. They're all getting buddy-buddy. And the war hawks are not going to like that any more than they like Trump and Kim Jong-un getting buddy-buddy, any more than they like the possibility that Trump and Putin could get buddy-buddy. But the war is still going on. Civilians are still being killed, and at least 270,000 people have been forced to flee Syria's southwestern city of Daraa to border areas near Jordan due to fierce attacks by Syrian regime forces, according to the United Nations. So the UN is going on in. They're trying to bring in humanitarian aid and take care of all those people. Over in Yemen, a commander of the notorious U.S. firm Blackwater, or Z, or whatever they're calling themselves this week, has been captured by the Yemeni army. And they're holding this guy captive and said that he was fighting for the United Arab Emirates in Yemen. And they're getting ready to release footage of the Blackwater commander being held captive. Now, that's going to be a little bit dicey, because under the Geneva Accords, you're not supposed to in any way humiliate a captured prisoner. And remember when Iran captured the crew of that boat that strayed into their territorial waters, and they put their pictures in the media, gave them new clothes, took really good care of them, and the UN just screamed bloody murder. It's a violation of the Geneva Accords, blah, 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 blah. So they'll do the same again. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And so the wars do rage on. Now, down in Israel, a poll that they took of, well, 800 people in Israel showed 65% said that they believe Israel must win a decisive victory in military confrontations with the Palestinians in order to end the conflict. Kill them all, let God sort them out. Now, the conflict is very serious. The Palestinians want their land back. Now, yesterday we reported on how Australia has ended all funding for the Palestinian Authority, and today we're getting a story out of Middle East Monitor that it was done not because Australia believed it was the right thing to do, but because they were under pressure from the United States and Israel. So, meanwhile, Israel has launched a special military body to confront Iran. And according to Ma'ariv, the head of Central Command, Major General Nitzan Alon, was appointed director of the new department. Now, Alon traveled to the U.S. last weekend and attended meetings with senior U.S. military officials, including U.S. Army Chief of Staff Joseph Manford. And this is the first time the Israeli army has appointed a director specifically to confront Iran. And this new group, their job is to coordinate moves against the Tehran nuclear project, which does not exist, focus on intelligence gathering, fighting the Iranian position in Syria, and coordinating with the U.S. to carry out these tasks. Now, like the United States, Israel doesn't have any business in Syria either, but they keep sending bombs and rockets in there. We were talking earlier on the phone about Rudy Giuliani, and he's over there in Europe. Apparently, Trump has tasked him with some foreign policy details. He's no longer serving just as his lawyer. And Giuliani is out there vowing, Trump will bring down the Iranian regime. How dare those Iranians choose their own government back in 1979? We're going to give them what for and give them a government of our choosing like we did back in 1953. So, the American empire moving forward. Meanwhile, Iran has expressed dismay at a ship, which they're saying is loaded with chemicals under the escort of a U.S. warship. And it's arrived in the Persian Gulf. They're calling that this is a dangerous move by Washington. And they're concerned that these chemical materials are the precursors, obviously, to weapons. And they're apparently transferring these materials to parts of Iraq and Syria. Israel is seeking 1,000 new settlement units in East Jerusalem. That is a huge block. And Israel's Planning and Building Committee has submitted 6 settlement plans to be implemented in occupied Jerusalem. This is East Jerusalem, which, according to the United Nations, is supposed to belong to the Palestinians. But what Israel wants to do is extend the Pisgat Za'iv settlement east of occupied Jerusalem. And they're saying that, yeah, it's the largest of its kind to be implemented in occupied Jerusalem over the past 2 years. Now, there are 700,000 Israeli settlers living in West Bank settlements. And according to international law, all Israeli settlements in the West Bank, including those in East Jerusalem, are illegal. But if you tell Israel that, they scream that you're an anti-Semite and a Jew hater. Apparently, settlers are continuing to intrude into the Al-Aqsa Mosque and behave in a very impolite manner. And it looks like they are trying to provoke a reaction that could be used as a justification for yet another attack into Gaza. Because they're doing this over and over and over again, along with the continued shooting of unarmed protesters down at the fence. Now, here's an interesting little development. Deputy Health Minister Yaakov Litzman also heads the United Torah Judaism Party. This is ultra-Orthodox Judaism. And up until recently, the ultra-Orthodox, because their version of Judaism forbids war, they were not subject to the Israeli military conscription laws. Well, the Knesset is saying everybody has to be subject to enlistment. There shouldn't be any favors. And so this Yaakov Litzman is saying that if this bill passes, that he will pull the United Torah Judaism Party out of the current ruling coalition. And that will bring down the current Israeli government. They'll have to have new elections. Netanyahu might actually find himself on the outs again. Another article over here in Politico. People are starting to become more and more aware that the United States is involved in a lot of African countries. And the Pentagon has publicly acknowledged participating in combat raids by African troops in countries including Somalia, Kenya, Tunisia, and Niger under a set of classified programs. Remember what Bernie Sanders said about a week ago? The U.S. is militarily engaged in 76 countries around the world. Now, the military spokespeople have said the American role in Africa is limited to advising and assisting other militaries. Well, that's what they told us in Vietnam. They're not really soldiers, they're advisors. How many advisors did we lose? About 60,000. But for at least 5 years, Green Beret, Navy SEALs, and other commandos operating under a little understood authority have planned and controlled certain missions, putting them in charge of their African partner forces. So they're not advising and assisting, they're leading the combat teams. Oh, my stars and garters, the government has lied to us yet again. Getting back on over to the much-beleaguered F-35, there's a Senate committee that is slamming the Pentagon because at one point the Pentagon claimed that a $661 million spend on bulk buying parts would help it save $1.2 billion. The real savings came in at about half of that. And so the Senate Appropriations Committee, which has recently greenlighted a boost in spending for the F-35 program, despite all the delays and cost overruns, raised the issue last week, saying that the Pentagon had greatly exaggerated the economic effect from its attempt to cut the F-35 program costs. More mismanagement here. And other lawmakers are looking at another issue regarding the C-135 reconnaissance aircraft. Now, they're breaking down a lot. Now, they are very old. They're all more than 50 years old, but they supposedly were being maintained all this time. And they're meant to carry out missions from operating bases in England, Greece, Japan, and Qatar. But apparently, according to Omaha World Herald, there are mechanical problems plaguing the jets. They've had to cut short 500 of their flights since 2016 and one of every 12 missions since 2015. And that prompted Nebraska lawmakers to write to Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson, urging her to probe and report on what's going on with the 55th Wing's obviously worn-out fleet. Now, over the weekend, a little earlier than that, about this time last month, the U.S. conducted a successful field test of a new nuclear bomb, the B-61-12 gravity nuclear bomb. Now, don't worry about shutting the windows and taping saran wrap. It was a non-armed bomb. The physics package was absent. This was simply a test of making sure that the upgrades to the aiming and targeting mechanisms actually hit the intended target. And this is part of a multi-billion dollar program to extend the service life of the bomb. These bombs have been around since 1968, and they want them to stick around for another 20 years. Okay. Now, it is a sad reality of life that our returning veterans are under a great deal of stress. There's a lot of PTSD, and our military veterans are committing suicide at twice the rate of the non-military population. 20 every single day. And it shows the horrors inflicted on those who are used to fight these wars. What's really interesting, though, is that the Pentagon's entertainment liaison offices have been carrying out a program on TV shows and documentaries, even trying to downplay the problem of PTSD and suicide. They don't want you to know. They don't want potential recruits to know. They want all those young kids out there to think that, oh, you're going to get a cool uniform and you get to play with guns and blow stuff up, and then you come on back and you have a swell job over there in the car factory or something. It's not really like that. I'm old enough to remember Vietnam, and I saw some of my friends go, and I saw them come back. Some of them didn't come back. Many of them never really came all the way back. It was like they left certainly their innocence in the war zone. It's very damaging. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is once again on the warpath, slamming NATO that they are not paying their fair share of what Trump seems to think the NATO budget should be. And he's right on this point. For most of its existence, the majority of NATO's budget comes from the United States of America. And Trump has made an issue about this, but they're not stepping up. There hasn't been an increase in these countries. Belgium, Canada, Germany, and Norway, they haven't done a thing yet. And Trump is getting very unhappy with them, sending them a stern letter. Meanwhile, the Russian military has approved the first procurement contract for a dozen fifth-generation stealth fighter aircraft. This is the Sukhoi Su-57. It's stealthy, single-seat, two-engine, multi-role fifth-generation stealth fighter, and it will be delivered to the Russian military in the near term. I saw a photo of this thing. Boy, say what you want about the Russians. They build aircraft that look beautiful. I mean, compared to the Sukhoi 57, the F-35 looks clunky and boxy. So they're starting to get these aircraft manufactured and deployed to the field. Meanwhile, of course, the F-35 is still unable to actually fly a combat mission. The planes that have been delivered are being used purely for training purposes. We're coming up here on another commercial break. When we come on back, we're going to be talking about the economic news, and the trade war is definitely ramping up, and that's bad for everybody. We'll be right back after these few words. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So let's talk about the economy now. And the trade war is building with China. Trump looks like he may go back on his agreement with China on ZTE. Now, he originally backed off on ZTE to get China's blessing on the North Korea summit, but that's now over and done with. And apparently, Trump is threatening to impose over $600 billion in tariffs on Chinese imports just across the board. And investors are concerned. We've seen the effects on the stock market. But according to this article that came out of Zero Hedge, there is a concern that this has gotten out of hand and that if Trump's plan were fully implemented, it would really slow down the global economy, and it could even unleash a global recession if fully implemented. Now, I understand that other countries put tariffs on American products as protectionism, and I understand that sometimes that protectionism is justified. My concern right now, especially with this talk about triggering a recession, is that it's going to take a while for American manufacturing to come back up to speed to supply our domestic needs. I mean, they're starting to. Ford supposedly is doing an auto factory up in Detroit, but it's going to take a while. I mean, there were some steel mills that had been shut down, but were still in good condition. They're being brought online. But when I was a kid, I mean, there was manufacturing everywhere. Knitting mills, brick kilns, cement factories, was all over the place. You couldn't miss that the United States was a manufacturing power. It's not there anymore. The factories are corroded, rusted hulks. You can do a web search. There are photographers who literally specialize in taking pictures of these burned out, abandoned factories. And it isn't just the building. The factory machinery has either been sold off to other countries or simply sold for scrap. It took 30 years to let our manufacturing decline like this. It's not going to come back overnight. And that's one area where I'm concerned about a trade war at this time. The other one, of course, is the debt, which makes being able to survive a recession caused by the trade war dubious at best. Now, apparently, there are effects over in China. The yuan suddenly tumbles, and it may be that China decided to show the U.S. it means business with the weaponized yuan. Because remember, in a currency war, you're trying to get the lowest value for the currency, not the highest. It seems counterintuitive, but that's the way that it works. Meanwhile, over in Italy, concern is once again being raised about their out-of-control debt and the condition of their banks. I keep hearing talk about a global reset. I'm starting to think, it could actually happen. Because the way banking and finance is done now is unstable and unsustainable. It's just a question of when somebody makes a goof and it all comes crashing down. Housing stocks are down nearly 20% from the highs in January. So apparently the housing market is seeing a slowdown. Of course, the housing prices are just out of control. People aren't able to buy houses. You have millennials who are living with their parents into their 30s. Many of them forced to do that because they're paying off their student loans and can't afford rent. We're not in good shape here. And you need to open your eyes and see that. So apparently, along with rates of inflation, GDP, and unemployment, the government has been fudging the figures for Americans who are living in poverty. Now, the U.S. poverty rate in 2016 was claimed to be between 12 and 14%, but the poverty threshold is based on an outmoded formula from the 1960s. And according to the Congressional Research Service, the threshold should be three times higher today. So half of Americans are in or near poverty. That's the reality. That's why the shopping malls are in such trouble. That's why retailers like Toys R Us are going out of business. All the wealth of this country has been sucked out of the American people and poured onto that war machine and Wall Street and Israel. So if you're having a tough time of it, it's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. It was done to you. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Let's go. Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, thanks for taking my call. I just don't see Trump coming to the rescue of the American people. I see him coming to the rescue of all his piranhas that surround him and through his life. It almost looks like he's trying to bring the economy down. Nobody's going to come back here, Mike, and rebuild and be manufacturers, because they're too used to just working with one race of people on a daily basis. You go to China, it's all Chinese. You go to Malaysia, you go to Vietnam. You come back here, you got to deal with 15 different races of people, how many different languages? And, you know, who really knows what these people have in mind? I mean, that stock market, you know, can be controlled and stuck where it's at. But you take a look at all the businesses that are shutting down around the country. And, you know, sooner or later, something's got to give. And who knows what's going on? Do the people around Trump have a grudge against the system? Do they want that stock market to come down? I mean,
no,
look at what the price
of
soybeans are right now.
You have different groups that have different agendas. The Federal Reserve wants to start charging more interest on their funny money. But, of course, that forces the stock market down. The stock brokers want the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates low. And so it's a balancing act. They're not trying to deliberately crash the system, but it is hovering at the edge of a major correction. And everybody's just out there trying to do whatever lines their pockets the best. And they're not thinking about the whole picture. They're not maintaining an overview. It's just what works for me to get more money in my pocket today.
Yep. Well, you know, there's one thing is for sure. A good half of this country, young people coming up, have no potential for making any money on investments because this market is too high. Prices are too high. Real estate is too high. How much more home equity can you get out of your house? You know, it's just the bubble is getting pretty big, and we'll soon find out. But I just don't see all these people, you know, trying to help the American people with some type of trade war. And, you know, I see more people getting their heads kicked in with this, especially the farmers. You know, this talk about when Trump said they're going to buy everything we got, think of what he said about everything else. It's all a 180. They're going to quit buying our soybeans, and you're going to see the farmers that are leveraged up like they always do get in trouble with that. They're going to lose their farms, and all the businesses that are going to go out of business, and then they're going to get bought up by piranhas. So I think that there's maybe a little more evil involved with this than meets the eye. And thanks for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome. It's not so much evil as it is unbridled greed, the love of money is the root of all evil. And unfortunately, we have a society that seems to encourage this idea that you should want a lot more money than you actually need, that you have to have two or three houses, that you've got to, you know, live in a million-dollar mansion, that you've got to do this and that and the other thing. And one of the things that made the early United States work is that everybody basically had the same level of ambition. Yes, there were a few large businesses, but everybody just wanted to have a home, garden, a little bit of security, and a relaxed lifestyle. And they weren't being encouraged to just, you know, check under each other's seat cushions for spare change. But especially over the last two decades, when Wall Street discovered that they could magically make money grow by shaking it back and forth instead of actually manufacturing products, yeah, we've been sinking into trouble. Now, as far as the farmers are concerned, we're already seeing an uptick in suicide farmers from farmers who are losing their farms. China is not buying our GMO corn and our GMO wheat. They ban GMOs in their country. They're certainly not going to want our GMO soy. So that may be less of a factor. But we're all going to pay for these tariffs because for those businesses that still need to bring the products in from China because we don't know how to make them here, like the iPhone, we'll pay that added cost. It's a hidden tax on us, collected by the government to be thrown into the war chest. Anyway, let's take another phone call here. Dan in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
To touch on a subject that I kind of been following for over a year now. This Israeli teen that phoned in about 2,000 bomb threats, about 130
of them.
They
threw him in jail.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I've been following it, and there's just been a couple of weird things that they just forgot to mention.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, but you were breaking up there for a little bit, so if you could speak closer to the microphone.
Sure. Apparently he had a brain tumor and autism, and he was under 17 years old at the time of some of the bomb threats. Other bombs turned 18, 19, apparently.
Okay, and, we've got a really bad phone connection here. You keep breaking up.
Okay, sorry. Can you hear
me
now?
Are you on a cordless phone?
I'm on a cellular phone.
Okay, I think you're near the edge of your cell there. What's important to remember, though, is back when this kid was doing all of this, it was seized on by Israel's supporters to say, see, anti-Semitism is rising. We're under threat. We need more security money for our synagogues and our places of business. And they were at that time getting the lion's share of security funding in this country. And then, of course, it turned out it had all been this gigantic hoax.
Yes, exactly. There's just a few different points I wanted to make.
Okay, could you go like stand near a window or something?
I'm outside. I'm outside. I should go outside of my igloo here.
Ah, okay. Sound a lot better. You do sound a lot better.
So his father was charged. Apparently, his father was a computer expert. So it seems to me they used this kid and his alleged autism as an excuse in case they got caught. That's just my feeling. He also sold fake passports on the dark web. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know any 17-year-olds that can get a hold of fake passports. No mention of that in the latest news about him. And his lawyer showed up at this preliminary hearing with like a full-size, poster-size x-ray of his brain with his brain tumor. And there's no mention of his brain tumor in the latest conviction news. And they also changed his name. They took out the Y. That might be insignificant, but that's also like saying you're Mike Rivera as opposed to Mike Rivero. Just thought I'd throw that out there. It just smells of a cover-up. And they, like you said, they really wanted this. Trump actually hinted that he knew that this was a false threat. Anyways, I'll leave you with that.
Yeah, well, we know that hate crime hoaxes are very, very common. It's hardly confined to Jews. I remember the Tawana Brawley rape hoax that actually cost some people their jobs. There was that lady at Claremont College who was caught painting swastikas on her own car. Student at Georgetown, same thing. These are people who are trying to sell an agenda that there is anti-Semitism or there is racism or there is a rape crisis, but they can't really find it. So they make it up. They're making it up and they get their 15 minutes on TV. Anyway, Dan, thank you very much for the phone call. You can go back to your igloo now and we'll get on back to the news here. Last story in our economic news. Apparently the Saudis have agreed to Donald Trump's demand to increase production, which has sent oil stocks tumbling, but it will mean good news for you because the price at the pump hopefully is going to go down. It's hit $4 a gallon here in Hawaii. And this is being reported by Al Jazeera. And apparently Saudi Arabia is cranking up its spare production capacity to deal with any future changes in levels of supply and demand. So at least for now, the oil crisis is over. All righty, let's get into the borders and immigration. There's a lot going on. And there's this article that came on out. There's this retired Green Beret, and he's saying the battle at the border is just beginning. And he's absolutely right, because Mexico's newly elected president campaigned on and apparently is still saying that Mexicans have a natural right to come to the United States of America. And boy, the fastest way to get somebody to do something dumb is to say, you've got a right to do it. It is a crime. And, you know, Trump is out there saying that it is time to treat this as an invasion. They don't deserve a judge. If they're in this country without permission, just turn them around, put them on a bus. Don't hold them in detention. Don't separate the kids. Just send them back. And Trump was saying, we can't allow these people to invade our country. And our immigration policy, which is laughed at all over the world, is very unfair to all those people who've gone through the system legally and are waiting in line for years to be citizens. And he says immigration must be based on merit, We need the people who will help to make America great again. And on that, I'm absolutely in agreement with him. Now, as you know, there was a recent upset in the primaries where there was a surprise come from behind winner. That's Ocasio-Cortez. And she's the new rising star. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she's a political neophyte, but she unseated the fourth most powerful Democrat in Congress last month. That's the good news. The bad news is she is a socialist, and she's a dues-paying member of the Democratic Socialists of America, whose leadership is calling openly for communism. And Alexandria is saying the U.S. should abolish the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, claiming that illegal aliens deserve a right of passage into the United States of America. Now, I think that what is happening, what I warned was going to happen, is happening. There are enough illegals in this country being allowed to vote where they're starting to vote in leaders who will be sympathetic to them and not the American people. So we could definitely see a border conflict with Mexico. Meanwhile, over in Nebraska, at the GOP office, somebody hurled a brick through the windows, obviously Democrats, and spray painted "abolish ICE on the street." So this is more of Maxine Waters' confrontation and violence. Now, I was watching here on Fox News where everybody's out there, abolish ICE, abolish ICE, abolish ICE, open the borders, let them all in, let the barbarians in at the gate. But according to the latest Harvard-Harris poll, 69% of registered voters oppose abolishing ICE. Okay, let's grab some phone calls. Dave in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Mike. I hope you're having a blessed day.
Thank you.
This is crazy, dude. I mean, it is so far beyond insane. So let me get this straight. We're supposed to open our borders to the hordes to run in. We're supposed to stand in line at Walmart and buy made in China while our hometowns are absolutely starving to death. Our local businesses are yesterday's news. Our kids have no future. And we're supposed to pay taxes for all this. Mike, can you help me? Listen, I'm a hillbilly. You know, I mean, we've talked before. I'm kind of simple-minded. Can you help me understand what part of endowed by your creator with liberty puts me under Walmart, China's, and the Mexican horde bus? I don't get it, man. This country, if people don't get real, and I mean real right now, you know, stay the hell out of Walmart. Do not ever buy anything made in China. Do not support this criminal conspiracy. And see, this is what things don't get. This is what people don't get, Mike. When you drop a dollar on Walmart, guess what? That money goes back to the criminal syndicate, to Hillary. You know, she was given a lifetime board seat on the Walmart yes. board in 1984, right? So every dollar, I mean, these people have played you for fools, Mike. So just tell me what am I missing here, man? I mean, how? I have a grandson. I have a 3-year-old grandson. We had a great little fireworks show last night. I was going to tell you about that, but you know, Chinese sparklers. I mean, there's just nothing available that supports your children's economic future. Every dollar you drop on Walmart is lost to the next generation. And it's gone on now for 30 years. So help me out, Mike. What am I missing?
You're not missing anything. What you're seeing is the consequences of rampant corporate greed, personal greed, without any restraint whatsoever. The money junkies have bought themselves a friendly government and that just lets them get away with all this. And that's what fascism is. Fascism is defined as
This is new. This is like 2018 techno fascism, dude. I mean, there's no representation. There's no concern. There's no investment. There is nothing going back into the ground. And you know, I mean, I'm sure you grew a garden. When did your garden ever grow that you didn't put a seed in that ground?
Oh, never.
Never.
Never. There has to be a seed there.
Never. But the American people are lined up in Walmart checkout lines buying made in China, everything going out of town, no seed invested in the last 30 years.
Hey,
and
Dave,
now, here we are.
Dave, I'm sorry. I got to put you on hold. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say
and
we did.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking with Dave in Missouri. And Dave, you were ranting and raving, and well, you should. But again, it just comes down to that we have a culture of intense greed. That has acquired enough wealth to literally buy control of the government, so the government is on their side in the looting and pillaging Okay. All right. Looks like we lost Dave. All right, let's go to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Just a question. I heard ex-judge Napolitano talking about that the illegals are guaranteed due process, and I agree with you that we need to turn them back around and send them back. But if we put them through the due process, through the courts, they're already jam-packed already. I mean, you're talking about a lengthy process to look at each individual case to see if they really, are given asylum here, and it doesn't work. And I didn't know if you agreed with that remark from Judge Napolitano or not.
No, I don't agree with it at all, because how much due process is needed to look at somebody and say, you don't have the permission to be in this country, and at that point, grabbing them and putting them on a bus, as far as I'm concerned, that's the due process. But, you know, there are these immigration lawyers that are making a ton of money off of this current setup and system. Plus, there's all the money it's costing to house and feed all of these people waiting for their deportation trials. In a lot of cases with this catch and release program, they're already gone. They've vanished into the hinterland. And hunting them down for deportation is also going to be a lengthy and costly process.
Yeah, it seems to me that due process would really only be a guarantee for a U.S. citizen. They're not citizens, and therefore I just have to say we got to turn them around and send them back. I don't even know what to do when you find out you got the criminal, the bad guy, and you throw him in a U.S. prison here, and you spend how much, $45,000, $60,000 a year to keep him in prison per year. I mean, that's a lengthy process, and that's very costly to the taxpayers also. I mean, to do an investigation and find out, well, yes, we have drug people here and this and that. I mean, you open up a whole new can of problems with this investigating who these people are rather than turning them away.
Well, again, this is not immigration. Immigration has requirements. Immigration has rules. Immigration has a procedure. This is an invasion. And the Democrats are just pushing for this as hard as they can, to the point where they're committing acts of vandalism and violence on anybody who supports strong borders.
Right, right. Well, it's clear they want it, the benefit of it for voting, no doubt about it. That's about it. Hey, thanks, Mike. I appreciate you answering that.
All right. Thank you very much here. I got to tell you, Trump needs a nationwide voter ID law, and he needs it now. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. Back with hour number three after these few words.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.